Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey guys, welcome back to We Met at Acme. I'm so excited to be here with Lauren Billy, founder of Cycles and Sex. Hey Lauren.
Hey.
How is it going?
It's going good.
Cool. So I'm going to ask some basic questions, just like get into the flow. How old are you and where are you from?
Oh man, I've been thinking lately, I'm kind of old.
You're not.
I am. I'm not really old, but I've been thinking lately that I'm starting to become old compared to the people I'm around. And should I stop saying how old I am?
Well,
I've been asking myself that question.
I don't think so, because as long as you say it in a confident way, like I'm this age and I love being this age, then it's fine. Also, like women thrive more in their like 30s and 40s as opposed to their 20s. So
I'm 49. Just kidding. I'm 34.
That's pretty
young.
I'm
34 and a half.
Yeah. You're not so old.
How old are you?
I'm 27. But people think that I'm like 34.
Really?
Yeah.
People think I'm 27 too.
So we're like reverse.
Twins.
Well, you're the lucky one.
No, I'm sure when you're 34, they'll think you're young. Unless you have a bunch of kids. And I think it's also because I act like
right.
27.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you act like you're an actress also.
Oh, that'd be cool. Uh-huh. I'm 34 and I'm from California.
Oh, cool. What part?
San Diego.
Nice. And how long have you been in New York for?
About 10 and a half years.
Oh, cool.
Going on 11.
Nice. And what initially brought you here?
NYU.
Cool. Is that how you met Jesse?
No. No.
Uh-huh.
But we both went there around the same time.
That's funny.
And learned that later.
Yeah. That's really funny. And what is Cycles and Sex?
Thank you. Yeah. Cycles and Sex is an organization that educates people about their bodies through the lens of reproductive health and sex.
That's
awesome. We do it through online content, mm-hmm. in real life experiences, mm-hmm. and products in the future.
That's awesome. And so what is some of the content like online, and what was your goal when you thought of the idea? Or, like, was there, like, something specific?
Yeah, well, it wasn't my idea. Mm-hmm. It was my co-founder Ashley's idea. She's a doula, which, if you don't know, is this role in a birth, like a midwife. Oh. A midwife is an alternative to an OBGYN.
Mm-hmm. And spell doula for me.
D-O-U-L-A.
Okay.
And a doula supports a woman through her birth emotionally.
Mm.
So from, like, the uterus up. So she's a doula, and she noticed, I met her through MediClub, which mm-hmm. is what I was doing with Jesse.
Yeah.
And her and her partner, Natalia, who's our third co-founder.
And just a reference for people who haven't listened to the Jesse episode, MediClub is a meditation club. Right. And Lauren was the co-founder with Jesse.
I was a partner with Jesse. And partner. And recently left to full-time work on Cycles and Sex.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So back to Cycles.
So they were like, okay, we're doulas with these educated, privileged, like progressive New York City women, mm-hmm. and no one knows anything about their body. It's crazy. Right. So they were like, we want to bring all the resources together, especially now. This was like a year and a half ago, before mm-hmm. the election and before like this woman's empowerment. Yeah, before. Yeah. They were like, there's so many cool new resources, but barely any considering like how this is an important part of everyone's body and essentially responsible for the human race.
Right.
But they were like, let's bring it all together at an event. And they approached me knowing that I had known how to do events mm-hmm. and that I was a woman leader.
Right.
And I was like, fine, I can help, but, like, I'm kind of busy. And then the election happened, and I was like, all right, I got to do more. Like, right. I'm totally down to do mm-hmm. this. Let's make it big. So we built – so mainly we created it because information about reproductive health and sex is shame-inducing,
right.
intimidating, mm-hmm. super hard to find. Like, yeah. you don't even know where to – and we have the internet, but you don't really even know what to search if you don't know what a luteal phase is. I never heard of – the luteal phase. That's an
what
example.
What is that?
It's one of the four phases of your monthly menstrual cycle.
One of four? I thought one there was four. Just one.
No, there's four phases. I don't know them all.
Phases?
Yeah, there's four phases.
But I thought that you just get your period once a month and then that's over.
No, all this different stuff happens.
Oh, like, for example, would a phase be PMS?
Well, PMS would be a symptom that occurs during a phase.
Mm. Okay, so it's
we can talk about the phases.
Yeah, let's talk about the phases. Let's
sure,
get into it
yeah,
right
yeah.
now.
Okay, so basically...
Do you want me to Google something? The website for reference?
Oh, well, you mean cyclesandsex.com?
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, what happens when a woman or someone who's bleeding... Mm. So it says, yeah, go to cyclesandsex.com.
Well, I'm going to sign up for that, but...
Cool. Okay, so at the top of it, mm-hmm. there's a part that says bleeding and cycles. Oh. Let's see.
Ooh.
Cannabis. Oh, yeah. Oh, not there yet.
What? It's coming. I'll write the first one.
It's being... Oh, yeah, please.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that's cool about our site is that we... So we threw this big event. It was mm-hmm. massively successful. 900 people came. It was just... People, that's like, awesome. Sat in the front row, like, dying for the information.
So what was the event? Just literally them... getting information from you guys on like a panel or
it was no it was there was a marketplace with 40 vendors
mm-hmm.
so things like you guys are familiar with Thinks, that's like mm. one or Thinks is probably the most well-known like innovation right. in mm-hmm. like the period space or like the reproductive health space. So we have brands that are doing new things from everything from tools to deal with menstruation mm-hmm. to pelvic floor strengthening.
Wow.
Which I didn't even know what a pelvic floor was. Like
I have no
ago.
Idea what a pelvic
floor is. So pelvic floor is in a female pelvis, like inside your uterus at the bottom. Uh-huh. I might be a little bit off when I say this. Uh-huh. I'm more the community.
I literally know nothing about a pelvis or a uterus.
And your pelvic
Did
floor
you just say
is really
your
important.
Pelvis is inside your uterus?
Well, our pelvis is right here.
Right.
But... your pelvic floor
right.
is like the base of your uterus, and okay. it gets really weak when you... You know how people tell us to do Kegels? You guys have
yes,
heard of Kegels.
Yes,
okay, so I'm doing them right now.
I literally just did one because like every time you say that, it's like a yawn.
Yeah,
know?
I'm doing Kegels. So there are. So it's really important to do Kegels because your pelvic floor needs to be strong.
Uh-huh.
For delivering babies, for your pelvic floor health, for your uterus health.
For good sex.
For good sex, yes.
Yeah.
That's like when you squeeze
yeah.
on a penis.
Yes.
With your uterus. That's a,
yes,
that's
and many a, women can't do it because they don't do their Kegels.
Yes, everyone do their Kegels. But yeah. now, Cycles and Sex can tell you, mm-hmm. there are tools out there. Like, there's this cool tool. What's it called, actually? Hmm. It'll come to me.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a cool tool for pelvic floor strengthening where you put it inside your vagina, and it's connected to an app, and you can do pelvic floor exercises. It's like
That's
a little
awesome.
Pelvic floor app. I'll think of... Elvie. Elvie.
Elvie.
Shout out to Elvie.
The Pelvie.
Yeah, Elvie
That's
the
so
Pelvie.
That's so cute.
Helper.
That's so cute. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, so... please. And that should be on the website. But we have... mm-hmm. Yeah, so we brought together all these tools, like LV, like yeah. Thinks, like Dame, our friends at Dame, like Sustain.
Oh, I was with Alex today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
She's my good homie.
I love her.
Cool.
She's the best.
You were with her today.
Yeah.
We were texting today.
Well, maybe she was at my apartment when you were texting.
Whoa. Trippy.
Very.
She's cool. We look alike.
Yeah, a little bit.
Her husband thought that we were the same person.
Fiance.
Right, sorry.
I know her better than you do.
True. Obviously. No, I know it's a fiance.
No, I know. I'm just kidding.
You should have. Has she been on the show?
She is coming. We actually thank you for that prompt. Not only is Alex coming on the show, and this is the CEO of Dame Products, but she is. We are doing a live episode together at Caroline's on Broadway.
Ooh.
May 2nd.
That's
May
crazy.
2nd. So, yeah, it's
congratulations.
Fun. Thank you. I just found out today. I actually was just about to post it on Insta when you walked in. Wow. So I still haven't posted. So it's going to be like more of a late night.
Do you want to do it live?
Honestly, it's one of those things where I like posting is more serious for me.
Oh, cool,
you know?
Cool.
Like, I like... totally be judgmental if you want. I would be
no,
too.
No, I
but
take
like,
moments.
Like when I post, like... I don't want to look at it. I don't want to be near my phone after. I just want to, like, be away from it.
Mm,
I'm not one of those people that posts and, like, refreshes and refreshes. Like, that makes me crazy. It's like a watch pot never boils, you know?
It's really a treat to come back hours later and see all the
treat.
Likes.
It's like, oh, it's
love
such
likes.
A heartwarming feeling. Yeah. You know what? I like likes, but I love comments. It's like,
oh,
it's like the 10 things I hate about you quote where she's like, I... like my Skechers, but I love my Prada backpack.
Skechers.
Like, comments just, like, make it clear that you're doing what's right, you know?
Cool.
Like, people went out of their way to write a little thing.
What kind of comments do you give?
I give really positive comments, but sometimes my comments are a little basic. Like, I'm just, like, that instantly supportive friend. So
that's
I'm
really
like
cool.
Hot or like you look amazing or like gorge. And gorge. I do believe it, you know.
All caps gorge?
No. I would never do an all caps comment.
Oh,
that's
I'm
like
so
that's
all
like
caps.
Oh really?
I'm really
I feel like
I'm
that's
really
like
intense.
A cry for like an insane asylum.
Oh, I do all
yeah.
caps. Yeah.
Like I'd be like,
I'm
why intense. Are you yelling at me?
I'm yelling. But like, it's always
you,
positive.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like this is so lit. I'll say
right,
that.
Right,
caps.
If you do something like that, it's different, but like if you're
for you,
screaming
you don't
yeah.
scream.
No, I don't really scream
I
gorge
scream
because then it's like fake, you know?
Uh-huh.
I don't want anyone to think it's fake.
That's a good point.
You know?
Yeah.
It's hard. It's really interesting when you're texting or communicating on social media to come across as like real as you want to be,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like sometimes I see that I'm like doing too many exclamation points or like too many emojis and I'm like, am I being fake or am I just being like extra nice?
It totally depends on your mood.
Yeah.
My mood. People
yeah,
say
exactly.
I'm a short texter, like like a little bit too short.
Yeah.
But then also sometimes I'm not overly friendly, but I
right.
definitely yell text, but as a
yeah.
joke.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate texting with new people that don't know my jokes yet.
That's literally the worst. I mean, you can't do any jokes over text in that case.
Or they just
know?
Don't catch it.
They don't catch it. And yeah, I mean, it's worse when they don't get your jokes in person, but.
True.
So. Are you dating anyone right now? This
Great
is
question.
Obviously a dating podcast.
It's really complicated.
I'm going to have to pick your brain on that.
Cool.
Oh, wait. Before we even talk about dating, let's talk about something that's very, like, primitive to dating. I'm not sure if that's the right word. But
dating
maybe
apps.
Preemptive. Yep. Preemptive? Preemptive?
Yeah.
Is that a word? Yeah. God, I'm a fucking idiot. Which is zodiacs and astrology.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if Jesse told you anything
really
about me,
it?
But I'm really into it.
Oh, sweet. Are you going to do my chart?
I kind of can, yeah.
So.
And do you know your rising and your moon sign?
Yeah. I could ask the internet really quick. I sometimes know it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Capricorn?
Rising or moon?
Do you know, do you do human design too?
Yes.
That's a new
do you
thing.
Have your date of, do you have
yeah.
your time
yeah,
of birth?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
Let's
you do?
It.
Okay.
This yeah. is very cool, you guys.
Very cool.
I just did human design when I was at South By.
Mm.
I think that's fun, too.
Can you tell us all a little about human design? Because
yeah.
I think it's
well,
more of like
I mean,
a...
I literally... Yes, I...
Enlighten us about
human
design. Human
design is another thing that you put your date of birth and time, June 17th, 19...
Wait, is this what Jared...
Jared's
girlfriend
Erin,
is doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but
she
don't you need to
email.
Pay for it?
No, there's a free app. I'm sorry, Erin. There's
what?
A free app. Yeah, it's like, it's really funny. It's humandesignamerica.com.
Wait a second.
And you put in your thing.
Wait,
we can
what?
Figure out ours out now. I'm a manifestor generator.
80,
83. It's okay.
You know what? You are the...
10, 16
the
p.m.
You're rabbit?
I thought it was a pig.
I
don't know.
You're a pig.
Shit.
You're a pig. You would know.
Oh,
it's your
I mean,
Chinese
do
zodiac.
I, though? Do I know, though?
Do you? I don't know.
I'm a Gemini.
What's your Chinese
Jesse's
zodiac?
A Scorpio.
Well, just out of curiosity.
Jesse, just in case you're listening, I didn't get yours wrong.
What?
The rooster.
Oh, rooster's
oh,
cool,
that's
too.
A cool one.
I'm a horse.
That's a cool
We're
one.
We're really intense. It's so... We literally are huge
cool
and galloping and so loud.
Cool tales.
Okay, what time?
10:16
A.M.?
P.M. Oh, so 22:16
Okay. Anyways. Where?
Natick, Massachusetts.
Is that where you're from?
That's where I was born.
Okay. Because I was like,
I moved when I was 3 to California. Oh, N-A-T-I-C-K. That's okay. You got it. I-C-K.
What?
N-A-T. Natick. I-C-K. You got it. Mass.
I swear yeah. I graduated kindergarten.
She's perfect.
Oh. You were right.
Capricorn.
You're a Capricorn rising, but your moon's in Virgo.
What
God
does this
damn
mean
it.
About me?
Oh, my God. You are tough.
Shit.
But that's okay.
What does that mean, though? Why?
So,
how?
So you're me, but the opposite. In a lot of ways. So my rising is Capricorn. Sorry, my rising is Virgo and my moon's in Capricorn.
Oh.
Your rising is Capricorn and your moon is in Virgo. A moon in Virgo is very unforgiving. Like, very, like you, like, so what I just learned recently, right, is that our moon signs are what we really are and our sun signs are what we want to be.
Oh. Okay.
So it's really interesting. So you're actually more of a Virgo than you are a Gemini.
Interesting.
Which is hard to, it's hard to accept, because especially for me being a Capricorn moon, because that's like very like rigid, you know? And I like to think I'm like chill, like a Libra, like I go with the flow. Yeah, like, but like the reality
Lucy?
Is.
Loose.
Lucy?
Chill, like loose.
Oh yeah, like loosey-goosey. Yeah. Exactly. But this is really cool. You're very ambitious, and you have like a need to work with social issues.
True,
which is
that's
exactly
real. That's real.
Yeah, which is exactly why you're doing what you're doing.
It's annoying, actually, my ambition.
But it's really not annoying. It's amazing. And to have Capricorn in your chart shows ambition, success, and power. So that's really good for you. And
trying to get power.
You know, it's hard sometimes as a Gemini to like channel your shit, because Geminis are so smart that they're always thinking about a million things and multitasking in their brains.
Dude.
Capricorn grounds you a bit, and so does your Virgo, in your moon in Virgo.
So
but
we were talking about your chart, which is fascinating,
and you have a moon in Virgo, which means you really care about health and what you put in your body, and you care about your partner's health and what your partner puts in their body.
Thanks for fixing my hair. Yeah, I am like, well, it's funny because I also am into eating burgers, but deep down I have definitely an obsession with, I know what I ate that day, and I know what I should eat, and I'm paying attention to what other people are eating, and I can't be with someone long-term who doesn't care.
Yeah, not only that, but the person you are with long-term will know that you care about them when you're trying to change them for the better.
Wait, you mean in a good way?
In a good way. Oh, yeah. Sure, like, sure. When you care about someone, but correct me if I'm wrong, you show that by being like, this is what you can do better, like improve. Not in a negative way.
Yeah.
Like,
that has led
you push
me to problems.
You push people.
I push people a lot.
You're a pusher.
I am, because I'm so ambitious.
Yeah.
Overachieving.
Exactly.
I want everyone
and
around me.
And everyone should have a friend like you. No, seriously. It's a great person to have around. But speaking of friends, we were starting this podcast and we're having a text fight.
True.
And we don't have to get into who it is, but text fights are no fun. I mean, how are they still going on, right?
Well, here's the thing about me, and I think this might be related to my Gemini-ness.
Mm.
We like to argue. Like, I am
bicker.
Banter. Mm-hmm. I'm like witty. I like to challenge. I like to debate.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like when someone says something, as long as they know that there's love and we're kind of arguing and it's safe or whatever.
Right.
Like, no one's going to.
It's a safe space.
Yeah, safe-ish space.
Mm-hmm.
Then I love. Like
a
arguing.
Good argument. I
so
that.
I was just doing that with my roommate slash friend slash ex guy I liked.
So you just mentioned your roommate who's a man.
Yes.
And you're a female.
Yes.
And you're both hetero.
Yes.
And you've done this before. You've lived with another hetero man.
True.
How, first of all, are you finding these men? And second of all, you know, what do you think it is about you that they're drawn to being okay living with a woman? Like, do you think that you have, like, not too much of a female essence? Do you know what I mean by that?
Interesting. Yeah. But what do you mean? You mean
because, in your mind, the average male? Yeah, for
me,
I actually tried to live with a guy once, and he was like, ew, I don't want to see your tampons out. And I was like, Are you kidding? Like, so, but that's just my experience. Yeah. My dad actually lived with a woman when he met my mom. He was living with a woman, like, as a roommate. So, but it is weirdly unheard of. Men. Yeah.
I mean, I think that you could argue, if you look at, I'm good with men.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would say that I don't know about the female essence. I'm really feminine in some ways, and also I know how to make men comfortable mm-hmm. and not be. I know how to fit in the yin yang with a masculine presence.
Yeah.
So that's why Jesse and I got along really well. Right. My ex roommate mm-hmm. and that's why Mikey, my new roommate, his name's Mike, but yeah. I call him Mikey.
And do you think that a relationship just inherently will develop when you live with a man?
No.
If you're attracted to each other, meaning like if you're a hetero and he is...
A romantic relationship?
Yeah, like, do you think it's inevitable? I don't think it's inevitable. Working in very close quarters, you know how everyone has like a work boyfriend and then like they kind of actually like them?
Yeah, I don't think it's inevitable. I think, yeah, mm-hmm. you like fall in love with people.
Yeah.
In different ways. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's inevitable that you're physical.
What do you mean you fall in love with people in different ways? Like are we in love? Like, can anyone...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, can anyone... Or do you mean specific to relationships with men?
I think anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I think that... I mean, we're going to get kind of woo-woo now.
No, get
So
get there.
I think that, yeah, when... If someone's open to connecting with me
mm-hmm.
in, like... a way that goes beyond just my mind, but also into my, I don't know, other things beyond just like my rational mind. Mm-hmm. Like communication, for example, is like 20% words and the rest is all this other stuff.
Right.
So we can be connecting and all this other stuff and they're mm-hmm. aware and we're pushing each other and having adult conversations and growing right. vulnerable and connecting and appreciating the sharing of space mm-hmm. and time, then I think love is there.
Mm-hmm.
And it grows and changes
mm-hmm.
depending on the stuff you go through together.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love people right
and
away.
And how do men that you are dating, if you're dating any men or women or anyone that you're dating, like how do they react when you tell them you live with a man who you are not or maybe who you are intimate with, but depending on the situation?
So far, so good. But also... It's funny, I just am going through a final separation with my ex
mm-hmm.
of many years, who we've been broken up but haven't like fully let go. He lives down the street and
okay.
I hang out with him still and he has a dog.
Can we get into that a
sure,
little bit?
Sure, we can a little bit.
Yeah. How long were you guys together?
3 years.
Okay.
But four since the first breakup. I lived yeah. together.
Wow. Would you argue that you know if you can marry someone after 2 years?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Marry whoever you want.
Right.
What does that even mean? It does. Is it going to, I mean.
What does it mean? It means, like, do you know someone well enough to know if you could spend the rest of your life with them?
Yeah, but people change and grow. X, and
100%. Yeah. I mean, it has to do with how old they are. I guess I would argue that if I'm 34, then I would know if I want to be with someone after 2 years.
It's interesting. I just decided after this year apart that I wanted to be with him. And yeah. he decided no.
Huh. And well, that's his fucking loss.
Yeah. Hello.
Truly. When's his birthday?
He's a Cancer. Oh. And some of the things... And then I forced him. This is funny. I was just telling you yeah. this. I wanted to know all the reasons. I like arguing. So I'm right. literally like, what?
But you also Why would can't you take what me? A Cancer says personally because they're such a shell up. You
oh.
know?
Yeah. He has such they, he's a wild shell.
But, and Cancers and Geminis together as a couple are very difficult because you guys are like ready. You have everything right here. Like, this is what I am. This is what I need. This is what I want. And they're like... Their stuff is really deep in there.
Yeah.
Really deep. And doesn't come out.
That's
easily.
Very relative to yeah. your original question, which was how do men I date feel about the men I live with?
Ah.
And this person I was dating, mm-hmm. this whole time I lived with my ex-roommate and right. business partner.
Mm-hmm.
And we were very close. But platonic completely. But like really close, really right. fun, really good friends, loved mm-hmm. each other. He always said he didn't mind, and then now that we're breaking up, said he minded a lot and felt bad about it.
What
and I'm
a
like, come
loser.
On, man! I wanted you
what
to mind.
What a pussy! Yeah.
He's not, I mean...
Okay, I take it back. He's really nice. He's really nice.
I mean,
nice.
No, no. He's not...
No, I mean...
No, you're right.
He wasn't being brave. What I mean,
is
that, you know, it makes me upset that men are embarrassed to show that they can be protective and be jealous.
I wanted him to be... Yeah. I wanted him to care.
And, like, sometimes we as women, like, want to hear that. Totally. And we want to hear that you weren't okay with me talking to the guy at the bar. Because it's hot, you know?
Yep. No, absolutely. Especially, Jesse might have talked about this, but I'm very feminine in my relationships. I'm pretty, like, masculine in my work. Because I have to, like, be a boss and deliver and make shit happen. Right. And, like, not take things too personal and focus.
Right.
But when I'm with a man, I want to be taken care of and protected.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be kind of, like... I want to, like, fall into them.
Yeah, we did touch on that, actually, with Jesse, and I'm like, pretty much the opposite, so it's really interesting that you're sitting here with me. I don't want to be protected. Like, I don't want, like, the hero, the savior. Like, nor do I really want to necessarily be the hero or savior, but, like, what I really want, and this is impossible, so you can laugh... is true equality.
Mm.
Like, true equality, where I respect them and they respect me. And if they have a bad day, I'm there for them. And if I have a bad day, they're there for me.
Totally.
Like, that there isn't one primal, like, or primary, rather, like, person that takes on one role.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
But it's hard. I think that's probably why I'm single. Yeah.
The switch.
It's like, I want the ebb and flow.
Yeah, I want that too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want, I mean...
Because I would be nervous if I were the one being taken care of all the time, and he never needed
for sure
me to take care of him or
it's
be
nice
there,
to, you know, step up and handle business when you need to.
Agreed.
Lately, today I said what I want is, like, Michelle and Barack, except I also run for office.
Oh, I see.
Instead of just say no and be a mom.
I wonder, so I actually know really Barack Obama's zodiac chart, because obviously, but I actually don't know Michelle's, and I have to look it up, because otherwise I'm just betraying women.
What can you say about him?
He's perfect.
I want him to be my mentor.
There's nothing negative
about him.
Dear
universe, Barack Obama will be my mentor.
Guess, by the way, Michelle is a 17er. But going back to dating in the city, how are you meeting the people that you go out with, if you're going out on
not
dates.
On apps, that's the thing.
Why?
I don't know, but I was gonna ask. I want to get into the apps.
Well, download them right now.
I know which ones are the best ones.
I'm on Hinge right now.
I heard about Hinge.
And Raya, which you'll be accepted
Raya.
To. Yeah, but
I haven't entered into it.
Well, Raya's a bunch.
Doesn't
of
it cost money?
Really.
Now?
No, nothing costs. Raya costs
does
money.
Now,
yeah,
but
yeah.
It never.
It
did
always
before.
Did. It always did. Okay. Yeah. But Bumble and Hinge are, like, the other ones.
Okay. I've actually found... I'm, like, pretty aggressive with men. Like, I'm like, hey, what's up? Mm-hmm. Do you want to go on a date? Mm-hmm. Also, do you want to come over right now?
Right.
Basically, obviously, do you want to have sex?
Mm-hmm.
And many men say no. Not many, but plenty.
Yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's... And they think I'm great and I'm attractive and maybe
nothing
we had a vibe.
You, yeah.
It's more no. I'm not sure what that's about.
Well... That's very interesting that you bring that up, because actually Jesse and I were talking on his episode about how I did that to him, and I hit him up, and I was like, can you come up?
Oh, like, I've heard about you.
Yeah, yeah, I started with the coffee, and I was like, I don't even drink
that.
Coffee.
Yeah,
like,
he told me about that text, and he thought it was really respectable and cool that you were...
Yeah, but he's, like, very rare breed.
Yeah.
And I think that the reason a lot of men are responding the way, like, not down is because, like, shocker, men actually don't want to be sexual objects. Not saying that you're doing that to them, but it's actually surprising. Like, I'm not saying sarcastic shocker. Like, I've tried that
They're
too.
They're like, no, that's not, I don't just come over.
Like, I'll never forget, I texted this guy who's like,
wait,
really cool in
Jesse?
School.
Did you end up coming, did he come over?
Yeah, I came over, I was at your apartment.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I live
nice.
There still.
It's really nice.
Did you go in my room in the front?
No, I was just in his, and like, I hung out in the main area for a hot second. No, why? Oh, there was an issue once?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it wasn't me. Cool. I don't really, like, make a plan, like, for a one-time sex thing when I have my period. And we'll talk about periods because, actually, my birth control is over here somewhere.
Oh, it's seven. She takes it at
7. Yeah, so I take my birth control at 7 p.m. every day. Many women take it in the morning. I like to take it at night because I'm a mess in the morning. Like, I'm just not in the mood to do, like, tasks.
Extra stuff?
A lot. I don't know.
Do you drink coffee?
You know what? I take it at night because I'm just, I know that I'm awake at 7 p.m.
I'm wearing a really thick gold chain right now. Just wanted to remind you.
Yeah, so just so everyone knows, Lauren is wearing a, what is it called?
I called it drip.
She's wearing some drip right now, which is a terminology for really cool chain.
Yeah, like dripping jewelry.
It is like a slang term.
I borrowed it from our friend.
Urban terminology.
Who's in the room.
Yes.
Okay, so at 7 p.m., I just wanted to remind everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone. Do you want
to
wear it?
Needed to know.
Or
they needed
later
to know.
In the episode?
I would like to wear it.
No?
But I'm going to wait.
Okay.
I'm going to give you your moment.
I feel like a king.
Honestly, I'm thinking about the sauce right now.
I know. I was feeling hungry feelings.
Ooh, it's probably really good.
She's making homemade sauce.
I am.
So at 7 p.m., you take your birth control.
Take my birth control. And I've been on the same birth control since I was 15.
Dang.
I went off it for like 2 months in college when there was like this scare that it was bad for your thyroid. And I was like, oh, I'm so scared. So I went on some other one and I hated it. And I all the bad shit happened. And then I went off it and back on the one that I was on since I was 15 and I was totally happy.
What's it called?
I've been on it ever since. It's called Yaz.
Oh, yeah.
Are you on birth control?
Interesting. Wait, do you get cummed inside?
If I'm in an exclusive relationship.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
but I would not let just anyone come
just
inside.
Hang out inside.
Yeah, that's, I mean, who do they think they are?
Yeah, ew.
Getting the goods before the commitment.
Yeah, letting the little guys.
Condom it up.
Float around.
Condom it up until I'm ready.
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
I have an IUD, a copper one, no hormones.
So can you tell our audience what an IUD is?
Yes. Audience.
What does it stand
for? I don't know.
We're going to look it up.
Maybe my website tells us. I don't know what it stands for, but it's... Okay, there's this new invention where you get something inserted into your vagina at the very back.
It's an intrauterine device.
Oh, yeah. In your uterus at the very back. And there's three, I think. There's three different kinds.
Yeah.
I have the one that exists without hormones. It's made of copper. So something happens where it's like a little tiny T shape. It's up there. And something happens when it being in there mixed with semen cancels out the possibility of, like, an egg getting fertilized. Yeah.
Mm. So that's great. And I know a lot of women have that now.
Uh-huh.
And it's a lot easier than remembering to take something at a certain time every night, I would say.
Yeah. I like not having the hormones. The hormones make me feel extra crazy and already.
But
if
you, let's say, wanted to get pregnant, how far in advance would you need to take your IUD out?
Great question. Like 4 to 6 weeks.
I see.
Guessing.
That's awesome.
I was thinking of getting it taken out. My true experience is that when I got it put in at Planned Parenthood, it was like excruciating pain after for like
I believe that. I've heard that. Like, let's cycle back to talking about the cycle.
Yeah.
And dating and just like, so Jesse was telling me that cycles and sex is so great because it makes a man able to participate in a woman's cycle and know when her period is coming up.
Well, our whole thing is we're for bodies, all bodies. So we have a tagline that's like, anyone who came from a uterus, this information is for you, which is everyone.
How do you know for sure? No, I'm just kidding.
Because there's no way. Yeah, it would be cool. I guess
what
even
about
if
Jesus?
You're adopted.
What about Jesus?
He came from Mary.
Yeah, but Mary was never pregnant, remember?
I don't believe in that stuff.
Yeah, no, me either. I'm a Jew.
Same. Actually, I just found out I'm 39% Jewish.
Oh, my God.
But I used
23andMe?
Ancestry.com.
Okay. So what's the other
Moroccan, which is cool.
Cool.
Greek.
Really
Italian.
Cool. Yeah.
Albanian.
Love that.
Iranian.
Yeah. So you're very progressive in your career.
Yeah.
And, very socially aware and X, Y, and Z. Do you still feel the need to kind of define the relationship when it comes to... when are you DTF? Down to define? No.
Down to fuck? Oh, down to define?
Define the... DTF. Define the relationship. When are you DTFing, right?
DTR?
Yep, I need to cut that out.
No, it's funny to keep it.
Will knows so many embarrassing like thing mistakes that I've when made, like he D that he has D. to take to the grave.
It's D to D.
D to D.
Down to define.
Down. Are you down to define?
I'm down to define, but I mean,
some argue that a woman must be asked two things in life.
Okay.
One, to be your girlfriend, and two, to be your wife.
Wow. I mean, I'm probably the one. I'm so communicative because of that Gemini that I'm probably the one that's like, okay, so what's going on with you? This is where I'm at.
So you need a man who can't communicate, essentially.
No, I want him to be like, oh.
No, like you need to like help.
No, like, that's what keeps happening and it's not good. I don't want that.
Yeah.
What do you like?
I like a communicator, and I find you, the same man as you, who doesn't communicate.
They all don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do any of you?
None. No man really communicates. Yeah. Unless they're a Gemini, I swear to God. But a lot of the non-communicative men, they just weren't brought up to communicate. And,
true.
And men and their relationships with other men, whether it be their father or their best friend, very different than a relationship between you and your mother or you and your best friend.
True.
And men just withhold, like they don't really tell their friends what's really going on, whereas women need to tell their friends what's going
on.
So it's a very interesting dynamic, but I know that has nothing to do with defining the relationship. I just
it does ish. It does ish.
A little bit, I guess.
Do you think things are changing?
I want them to change, and I'm like, I'm experimental right now in my relationships, and like, I'm trying something new that I've never tried before. And I have no idea if it's going to work or not. I truly have no clue. But for the first time in my life, I've been vulnerable, and I've been open, and I've gone against my expectations, which could be disastrous and it could be amazing.
What are you finding so far?
So far, I'm finding that the less I expect, the more I receive, which is pretty standard and, like, you know, of course. But that even though I'm lowering my expectations, it doesn't mean that I'm letting people walk all over me, you know? And it's just, I'm just not putting pressure on a situation.
Cool.
Which it's really hard for a woman to do. Who knows what she wants.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. I just texted that to someone else.
Yeah.
today. That I thought that a lesson that I've learned this year with men is that I should just be a little more at ease with them.
Be a little more at ease, because the truth is you are at ease with yourself. And a lot of women who are strong women forget that when we are with a man who doesn't see that. And a lot of men, it's surprising, like, you're doing something similar to me, which is like pushing a boundary. You're talking about sex education. Like, it's not that comforting to a traditional man,
right?
You know,
that's what another person said on text to me today.
Yeah,
maybe you intimidate them with your sexual liberation.
And that's absolutely true, because most men, you know, similar to people that we know, like, want to be the focal point of their relationship. And you're enabling them to do that by being the powerful, confident, self-possessed woman that you are.
Right, but I want my man to be that too. I just, like you said, I want us to both be. I want there to be room. I want him to be like, she's a queen.
And I want that too for you and for myself. But that's what we're talking about when we're saying relationships are changing.
Right.
Like, we aren't... You know, and again, like, this is also, I'm programmed from my Jewish mother, who says, like, you know, you need this, this, and this, and you deserve this, and you deserve that, and you need this title, and you need to come to holidays, and you need to do this, and come to the wedding, and that doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, what matters is how you feel when you're with that person, and their actions that they take to show you that they either care or don't.
Right.
And, like, it's so easy to get caught up being like, well, we've gone on this many dates, he's texted me this many times, like, this is where we're at. But what I'm learning through this process, and I'm still learning every day, is that that really doesn't matter at all. And when I was at Touchpoint on Tuesday, it became clear to me that people could be deathly afraid of intimacy and commitment and still in love with the person.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
It is. Yeah.
There are a couple out there who I love that I would still be with if they changed their mind or opened up to me. Shout out Eddie. Oh, there you're not allowed to say voice names on this thing.
No, you can say names. Oh. What's up,
Eddie? He's not going to listen.
But, wait, I love that, yeah.
One thing I was thinking when you were talking was this relationships is changing idea that you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
I do think, well, essentially, though what we're doing on a like a front-facing level, mm-hmm. on a small degree with Cycles and Sex, is to just provide all the info. Mm-hmm. The, like, more meta level is because if you look at the history of reproductive health and sex, it really is surrounded around repression, oppression, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. patriarchy.
Right.
Like the burning of the witches, they were
right.
midwives.
Right.
And testing on bodies, and all the men could only go into science and then came out with obstetrics.
Mm.
And women weren't allowed to literally learn or deliver babies. Men right. were. And then there was the Puritan movement, which is religious, which is kind of a strange thing. And that's what made sex super shameful.
Right.
So with all of that said, by giving people this information, we think that we're shifting, we're essentially shifting culture to make things more equal. Because if 100%. Women, so that's like the more meta reason we're doing
it. I love that.
You can't say that to investors, though.
Yeah.
Well, you can't, depending on
who.
I'm raising money right now.
Fucking invest, guys. If you're listening, you're dumbass to not invest in this.
Yeah, but, hello.
Yeah. What we love to do on the pod is we love to end our episodes with kind of like a mantra or like a quote that you've learned or anything that you've learned relationship wise that you can share with our audience. A lot of millennials, a lot of young people, and you have experience. So
okay, yeah, especially because I'm a little bit older. I'm at the tip of the millennial.
A tiny
millennial bit started in 1980, older. By the way. So
yeah, and you're 83.
Yeah, so.
So
okay.
You got 3 years.
Yes. It's funny. It's the two most important rules in life, which I swear to God I need to practice, which I did not even practice today, is just be cool. Oh, no. Sorry. Rescatch. Okay. The two most important rules in life is number one, love self. Number two, don't text dude. And I feel like don't text dude is a metaphor for like, don't do something that's the opposite of love self.
Right. It's genius. Yeah.
Love self, don't text
unless dude. You love self enough to text dude.
Oh yeah, it's different.
Because you don't care.
You know what
dude
I mean
says.
When I said don't text.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Don't
to
do
text
anything
dude.
That you wouldn't tell yourself to do.
If you know you shouldn't and you're getting that little weird thrill, love self.
Love self. Keep
don't text
going
dude.
Go back to number one, which is love self.
Yeah, it's hard, man.
Yeah, it's fucking hard. And go to cyclesandsex.com. Sign up for
follow
their
us
newsletter.
On Instagram.
Follow them on Instagram. Is there an event coming up?
Yeah, we're having an event in June in New York. It's going to be massive. We don't have the 9th or the 10th.
Yeah.
The 9th and 10th weekend. And then we're building a pop-up museum. It's going to come in the fall. It's going to be amazing and tour to five
we're
cities.
We're so excited. We're all going to be
gonna
there.
You're going to love it. Yeah, it's very Instagrammable.
It's very amazing. And write us a review in the App Store. The podcast app, and check us out. We're now on Spotify, so check that out. We have a few live podcasts coming up, one on April 19th at the Sustain pop-up and one on May 2nd at Caroline's. We're really excited. We're so happy to have had you,
Sustain's
Lauren.
Our
and
friend
I
too.
Honestly feel like we're going to think about more things and then like come back and need to record
cool,
more.
Cool, yeah, no problem.
Because you're so great and full of knowledge, and I'm
oh
really
my
liking
God.
Our vibe.
I'm not actually that knowledgeable. I'm more the
it's only knowledgeable people that say that. So good job.
Cool.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Bye, everybody.
And follow Lauren on Instagram.
Oh yeah, at Lauren Billy. Yeah, I'm actually trying to get up there. I'm at 3,200. Lauren Lauren Bille. Yeah,
there
let's make
go.
It 4,000.
Let's
lots
get
of likes.
Lauren 2-4. And we met at Acme to 4.
We met at Acme.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.